So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hi, it's Dan Latto, and welcome to the podcast. Hope you're well this morning. So, in this podcast, I'm going to talk to you about haters. And so, specifically, this came from a post in one of the Grant Cardone groups, if you're in one of their private members groups. There was a guy there selling fake watches, basically. He bought a fake watch for $250, but he's got debt. And when I checked on some of the other stuff that he was doing, he was having to go for the payment plan when buying his ticket for the 10X. And I'm looking at this and I'm like, you've just got everything completely back to front. You've got yourself buying these fake watches for $250 and yet you're having to payment plan on self-investing. And it's like, how about you don't buy fake watches? I mean, why are you buying fake watches anyway? Anyway, it turned out that, because I mentioned to him, why don't you like not buy the fake watches? Go for the real watch and have that as a nice reward for when you actually achieve something, you know. And then actually move that $250 and get yourself a better seat at the Grant Cardone thing. Anyway, needless to say, abuse followed, including things like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what an asset is. And I'm like, dude, I know an asset isn't buying a fake dumbass watch. Anyway, then his mate chipped in, called me a dumbass. And first of all, I block these people. I'm like, fine, whatever. Tell them to fuck off. That's fine. Don't mind doing that. Someone's got to do it at some point. Anyway, lots of abuse followed, obviously. So you just block them. That's fine. And off you go. And the beautiful thing about this for me as an individual is I really get motivated by this stuff because there are dumbasses everywhere. There are stupid people on the internet. For people who read this stuff, they listen to this stuff, they watch this stuff, and yet they still do not understand it and go out and buy dumbass stuff like watches. That is my favourite word today because I got called a dumbass. They go out and buy fake watches, for God's sake. And you're like, dude, what are you doing? Anyway, you can't tell anybody anything, obviously, because their ego gets involved and then, you know, they look like a dumbass, they look like they've made a mistake, which they have, of course. And you could go, well, you know, it's not for you to say what someone should or shouldn't buy. Well, maybe that's right. Maybe you shouldn't be listening to this either, if that's what you're thinking. Because why are you listening to this getting advice if you're not going to take advice? It doesn't make any sense. But I can tell you after 20 years of not buying dumbass fake watches and bollocks that doesn't put money in my pocket, but when I have bought money, assets that put money in my pocket, 20 years on, I'm the guy that gets to live next to the Mediterranean, and today's Tuesday, I think. I don't even know what bloody day it is. And so that's the difference. It's not the difference today, and it's not the difference tomorrow. It's the difference that you're going to get in 20 years' time from the decisions that you're making right now. And this sounds like I'm having a go at you individually, by the way, and I'm totally not. So just to put that out there. But I get passionate about this stuff because I can see people making mistakes. And when you try and point out mistakes, they don't want to listen. And I get that because I was the same. So really, I'm just talking to myself. That's why it really kind of grates when I see people making these mistakes because I want to, it's like I'm on the other side of a glass, banging on the glass, which is soundproof, at my younger self going, stop. Stop going out on expensive nights out and buying stupid cars. Porsche 911s for 42 and a half grand, where it depreciates and you lose £14,000 over the next 18 months when you sell it. Stop doing that stuff. It's crazy. 14 grand today would buy me a 40,000 euro asset that will generate 220 euros, I should say. 220 euros, it's probably worth more than a pound by the time you're listening to this once Brexit kicks in. Anyway, but that will generate 220 euros for me for life. Life. Should we do the maths on this? I'm 47, everyone's living to 95, let's call it 50 years, nice and easy. 50 times 12 is 600 times 220. It's £132,000. That's €132,000. That's what me not having that 15 grand has cost me. It's cost me almost 10 times that amount. And bear in mind, I had the Porsche 17 years ago, so let's add another 17 years onto that. So that's what, 67 years in total. Times 12 times 220. It's €176,000. Now, that's assuming that rents never increase in the next 50 years. Well, rents are going to definitely increase in the next 50 years. They might double. I might not be around if I hit 97. Hopefully I will, and hopefully I'll still be running around playing basketball and calling people dumbasses and jet skiing off the back of my yacht. Because by the time rents go up that much and properties go up that much, the debt will be nothing because it's all paid off and it's just easy riding all the way from 65 onwards. I don't know how old it'll be. People go, yeah, but 65, I want to enjoy my money now. And that's fine, but when you get 65, the problem isn't that you're going to live just 20 years. So even then, at 85, you know, state pension. The problem is, what if you live till 105? another 20 years on top. That's going to be the problem. And so that's why today you've got to be putting money into assets. Let's just go back to dealing with haters, because really that's what this podcast is about. I just enjoy having a rant about money. It's something I'm very passionate about, as you can tell, because I don't want you making the same mistake that I did. But with haters like this, you're like, that's fine, just unfriend. And it wasn't even a friend, it would just block. Then his dumbass mate came and posted on my wall. That's fine. So we just delete it and then we block him and then we just move on. Now, there's a couple of things that happen, however. One is it really gets me fired up. There's two things that happen, actually. One is that I think, you know what? I ain't helping anybody anymore. Screw them. Why should I put myself out and help all these people? Blah, blah, blah. But why should I let one idiot ruin it for everybody else? And so actually, I then turn it around, but I have to pattern interrupt that because my natural response is, fuck it, I ain't doing this shit anymore. Fuck them, fuck everything, fuck everything, you know. Fuck it, you know. That's where I get to. And then I'm like, I calm down, and then I'm like, okay, how do you want to respond to this? Because my, you know, maybe it's circumstance, but my natural thing, not always, I suppose, but recently, not even recently, just sometimes, let's say, my natural thing is to go, fuck it, fuck everyone, you know. But actually, then when I calm down, I'm like, actually, no, let's take the higher road. And I put something on Facebook, which is about, you're always going to get haters and trolls and all of that kind of thing. And your job is actually to raise your standard, not come down to their level. It's very difficult, of course. But you want to raise your standard so that you can then go out and help more people. Help lots more people. But it's really easy to take that lower road initially because that's just the way I'm built. I can't help that. I know you NLPers will say that I can, and I just, how do you know you're about to react like that? I get all that, I get it, totally get it. And I do use that to some extent. So it's this idea of turning it around and going, okay, fine, that person can't help the hate that they've got, it's just that's their matter of their circumstances that's presenting itself right now. Not necessarily my circumstances for sure. So, and also not, definitely not other people's circumstances that want help. We've had people, write in on an email, they've pulled the van over and they're in tears because they know that they can do something. Instead of this negative lifestyle where they think they can't do anything. So we know the results that we get from this podcast, by the way, and we know how powerful it can be. But it is easy to fall off that horse dressed as a shining knight in armor to go and ride into the battle and help people. It's very difficult to go, fuck it, I ain't doing that, let's go to the pub. Dead easy to do that. But that's not going to help you actually long run. That's like, you know, swallowing the bitter pill. And that's definitely not going to help. So in fact, actually what we do with it is we turn it around and we get energy from it. Because it's an energetic, you know, if you're going to take string theory, quantum physics, it's a piece of string. We're all interconnected. And it's a piece of string is that hit that's vibrating quite powerfully. It's got a lot of energy running through it. So how about we, instead of consuming that negative energy, how about we turn it around and turn it into something positive, create a podcast out of it, which is exactly here we are, creating a podcast out of it. And then we turn that negative energy into something that's got positive energy, and this podcast will get downloaded a thousand times or a couple of thousand times, and now that one person's negativity has helped 1,000 people or 5,000 people or 10,000 people, not just today, but in the next 10 years, if people are still listening to this stuff in 10 years. How about that for turning it around? This is how you deal with haters. You turn that piece of energy and you turn it around and you turn it into something positive. So like this morning, after I read that, I was like, okay, yeah, we've got some stuff. So I got my to-do list, started writing all my stuff down on the to-do list that came from that one event. But right, okay, I've been slacking my heels on this. Let's do this. Let's get this done. Let's go get it done, and let's show them what we can do. And so we've turned it again into really positive energy. Something that's quite negative. It's like a personal attack on your ego. Nothing worse than that is the, and we actually turn it around and go, yeah, motherfucker, this is what we got. My language is dreadful this morning, and I sincerely apologize if you don't like that language, but I can't do anything about it this morning. It's just, I've got the energy, a little bit of kryptonite in there, which is a little bit negative, but it's like, let's push this out there and let's use that. Let's consume it and let's turn it into a fireball of action so that that one person's negativity will impact on the rest of my life in a positive manner for the rest of my life. And so it kicked my ass a little bit. Not him, not Loserville, but the energy got me fired up. And now I'm like, okay, let's turn that. I mean, you know, I then read something by Grant, actually, Grant Cardone, and it was the best way to deal with haters is to be totally successful. And I was like, that would be really cool for him to then see it in 5 years and go, bastard. And he's still flogging fake watches. I mean, I must admit, you know, once this podcast is over, the mental aspect of this is done. As in, I'm not worried about him. I'm just focused on the energy that I've got. We've got podcasts to record. We've got a property sourcing product that still hasn't been released and votes being recorded. So that's going out today with a special offer. Bring some cash in from that, from all the work that we've done, which will cover all that work that we've done. And then anything onwards from that is just pure profit, which is really cool. So we're taking that energy and turning it into a fireball that's too hot to handle. And then we turn that into energy for getting shit done, basically. So then that person, I need to thank them. I need to unblock them and go, thank you, motherfucker, for giving me the energy and pushing this forward. You know, we've got 4 podcasts to record this morning, and then we've got training for the mastermind group that we're doing this morning, which is going to impact thousands and thousands of people. Thank you for that negative energy. Thank you for what you're going through. I'm sure you can't help being the way that you are, but this is the way that you are, and you might want to consider changing it. You know, I'm not going to do any of that, don't you? I'm just going to take the energy and roll with it. And that's how you deal with haters. That's how you deal with trolls. And, you know, I cannot think of a time in any year of my life when people have said, well, that won't work. Well, you can't do that. Well, that's, you know, you're just not capable. Like every single year, this year I've had it, 10 years I had it, 17 years old I had it. And we started businesses, and we didn't get everything right. Obviously, we didn't get everything right. You know, getting everything right is a poor educator. Getting stuff wrong educates you better than faster than getting everything right. But we can take that energy, and these days now we have social media. We have people that you have no idea who they are, and they would never, ever, ever say something like this to your face. Firstly, because you probably knock them on their ass. That's the first thing. And when you confront people face to face, they often shy away in my experience. Why would you say that? I love that, by the way, as a comment. Why would you say that? What is it about you that makes you feel that that's an appropriate thing to say? I love confronting people, by the way. But they would never do that in face to face context. But in social media, for some reason, this is what we have. And it just gets worse. I was reading about one of the girls out of, is it Girls? Not Girls Aloud. I can't remember it. Little Mix, who was on X Factor. One of the girls was trolled for her weight and her looks and all of that kind of thing. And that, luckily I've never had that. That is overwhelming. You know, thousands of people were doing it. And it's crazy. And Twitter is like the wild, wild west. Never go on Twitter, by the way, unless you're a robot. Just forget it. It is like the wild, wild west. You can tell anybody anything and Twitter does nothing about it. You know, and when we talk about raising standards, we post on Twitter, but very rare do we respond on Twitter. Twitter's done, by the way. It's out. 5 years' time, Twitter won't exist. Call it 10 years for safety. It won't exist, especially whilst it's wild, wild west. Facebook is better, but only by a couple of factors. There's a storm coming on the social media front where people are going to start getting sued for it, and Facebook are going to release IP addresses and email addresses, and people are going to get sued. And so if you are a keyboard warrior, then your time will come as well. But you shouldn't spend time worrying about all that. You should take time taking those haters and pushing it out there and turning it into positive energy that's going to impact you, your family, your kids,
and everybody that follows you, your tribe, if you like, and turn it around and turn it into something really positive, which is what we try and do here. And most of the time, I'd say 95% of the time, we're successful on that. The other 5% of the time, of course we go call them a cunt. Of course we do. We can't help that. I apologise again if you don't like the C word. It's one of my favourite words because it's just so offensive to people. And when it comes out of the blue, when someone's been a particular ass and you just come out with it and they're in total shock for like a whole day, I love it. And I enjoy upsetting people and I enjoy going, stop, why are you doing that? You know, I love that stuff. And I always have because it takes people by surprise. And look, some people love it and some people hate it, and I totally get that too. But 95% of the time we're able to turn it round, and then the other 5%, maybe I'm in a bad mood, or maybe I've had a lack of sleep, I've not had my coffee yet, and then you just get the worst bit of me. But then, you know, that's in everybody, and I'm not going to defend myself for that, it's just who I am. And most of the time it's done in a controlled fashion because I want to turn it into, you know, from a working class lad with 5 GCSEs, how do you think we survived? Getting bullied at school and all of that kind of thing. You know, how do you think we got through that? Van toughening up to get through it. And so some of that still comes through. Why am I apologising for this stuff? Anyway, good podcast there. I hope that helps. It's from the heart. It's totally authentic. It's like, I know some, it offends some people and I totally get that. But I also know that some people are going, oh my God, that is so what I wanted to listen to this morning. Thank you, Dan. And I totally get that. And if that is, then please drop me an email. And if you're offended, then just move on to the next podcast and everyone's friends, we're all happy. And, you know, take what you need out of this podcast, if that's what I'm saying here. And for those people going, oh my God, every single word was spot on. Perfect. Drop me a message. Give me a 5-star review. That would be cool. And thank you very much for listening. I love you guys listening. I love your comments. I love your, coming through on Facebook and let me know what you think, both good and bad and positive construction, and negative construction. I love all of it. So thank you so much. And if you troll like on that construction, then thank you for providing me with extra energy as well. All right, have a wicked day, folks. My name's Dan Latto, and we'll speak to you soon. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.